Hey everyone, I'm Hector Mirai, and this is Faith and Fandom 180 on LTN Radio. So the nerd world has been abuzz lately with an infatuation with a character from the upcoming Resident Evil video game, Resident Evil Village. And that character is Lady Dinmishushu. Well, we're just going to call her the Tall Lady. And there's not a lot we know about her yet. We know she's got some weird daughters and that she is a 9'6" vampiric monstery lady that dresses like a Southern Belle. But the nerd world is hardcore infatuated with this person, and the game's like nowhere near out, and we've only got like maybe 3 minutes tops of video game footage, and only a little bit of that includes her. But like, the internet is flooded with fan art, with cosplayers, and I'm talking from like professional cosplayers to people that literally live down the street from me, where people are just, they dig the aesthetic of this character, and even though they don't know the storyline, they don't know much about the game, they don't know much about who she is, they are hardcore invested. And, you know, sometimes we're guilty of that too. We'll invest before we've really checked out the full storyline or details of something in our lives. And we saw that this happened as well with disciples of Jesus in John 6. You know, Jesus had a lot more disciples, but then in John 6, Jesus gets around to verse 53 through 59, and he starts talking to them about eating his flesh and drinking his blood, and literally people got concerned. In verse 60 says, on hearing it, many of his disciples said, "This is a hard teaching. Who can accept it?" And then even further down in verse 66, it says, from this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him. So all these people had signed on to follow Jesus when they saw there was healing and miracles and all the cool stuff. But when they got down further into who he really was, and that there was going to be sacrifice, and that it was going to be something deeper than just following around a guy who was doing big things, you know, they turned away. Yeah, what Jesus talked about sounded a little more like Resident Evil than, you know, just healing people. But the reality is, if we're going to truly follow Jesus, we need to know more about who he is and not just let it be superficial. Remember to catch Faith and Fandom 180 every Wednesday morning on the Back Row Morning Show, only on LTN Radio. And if you'd like to learn more about Faith and Fandom, head over to faithandfandom.org, where you can learn about our Comic-Con ministry, podcasts, memes, apparel, and book series. You can even read new chapters before they make it to the next book. I'm Hector Mirai, and thank you for spending the last 180 seconds with me.